You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Lori K. Davis, Executive Director of the Commonwealth Institute, a nonprofit organization that aims to help women in executive positions grow and succeed in their careers through collaborative events, mentorship programs, networking, and workshops. Lori, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Happy to be here. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So what are some opportunities for women in C-suite level positions?
Well, the C-suite's been long labeled as a boys' club, and it's not an incorrect way to categorize it. In 2010, only about 15 of the Fortune 500 lists were led by women. But since then, the number of women in the senior executive or CEO positions has started to increase slowly. So it does seem that, like as though we're on an incline upwards on the right track. And it also, now more than ever, seems like businesses and corporations are starting to begin to pay attention to all of the research and the evidence showing that not only can women take on the C-suite positions, they can do it just as well, if not better, than their male counterparts. So the glass ceiling is not yet shattered, but it's well on its way to shattering, you know, opening up possibilities for women to take on executive positions in their companies, not without challenge or struggles, but with the right drive and dedication, it is achievable. And it's an exciting time for women.
Certainly sounds like it. And what are the challenges women are faced with when taking on C-suite positions?
Well, they are many. President Obama, in his recent State of the Union address, he emphasized that while women make up half of our workforce, but we still face pay and pregnancy discrimination as well as Mad Men-era workplace policies. So, some things just aren't changing fast enough. I think one of the biggest challenges that women in the C-suite positions face is whether to stay in the game or not. And when the personal factors come in, family, children, all of those type of things come into play, it can oftentimes be very difficult for women to balance their lives. And many times their careers are what ends up getting sacrificed. A lot of women are under the impression that you can't have both a successful career at the C-suite level as well as a wonderful personal life, which is untrue. It poses a big challenge, but with proper time management, delegation skills, and an involved partner, it is attainable. A hardworking personality is definitely key in getting to the C-suite level. And if you have all that, it carries over into your personal life as well. Another big challenge is, of course, we talked about the boys' club, trying to break into the boys' club. Women get a bad rap if they're often too stern or overbearing or too strong. But if they're too nice, then they're seen as weak. So striking a balance is sometimes one of the most difficult parts. And men typically might not react well to having a woman being their senior and will act out by undermining them, taking credit for their work, or becoming overly competitive.
Now, how would you say that the Commonwealth Institute is helping women prepare the next generation of C-suite positions?
The Commonwealth Institute was founded to help women-led businesses become and stay successful. And that includes preparing our members with the proper skills and tools to take on even bigger leadership roles. We have a number of strategies that we've created to help CEOs, entrepreneurs, senior executives, and you sort of touched on them in the beginning, including peer mentoring, education development, and the high-level networking. Our most successful tactics are the peer-to-peer forums, because members are given the opportunity to really share in one another's networks and serve as one another's advisory board. So that provides a pathway for success through these collaborative business relationships. And all of our programs and events are very motivational and unique, and work through with a variety of levels of professional women, and always focused on helping participants develop personally and professionally. Well, we also host a number of events for our members to network and hear from inspirational movers and shakers in our community. We do our signature event is something called our Leadership Luncheon, which is an annual luncheon that draws at least about 300 women, CEOs and senior executives. And then our second most high-profile event is something called our Top 50 Women event, and we release the list of the top 50 women-led businesses in Florida and the top 10 nonprofits run by women executive directors in Florida, and we recognize these outstanding women for their work and all of their successes. A couple of other things that we do, all falling into our mission, is we host for our members is a coffee talk series. And that's where we create an informal learning environment and engage in stimulating conversations all the way from business trends to challenges to ideas someone might have to propel their business forward to work-life balance. And we have just added our business books and coffee where our members will meet to discuss really relevant and thought-provoking business books. To help them learn current business trends, ideas, and discover tools for, again, personal and professional growth, and to connect and interact with colleagues and identify, as well, back to organizational best practices. So every program piece and every event that we look at doing includes a component of the peer mentoring, the education, the development, and the high-level networking, which has clearly been proven beneficial to our members, and especially in terms of having their ideas and thoughts out loud, shared out loud, and getting the non-biased feedback from their peers.
Today we are joined by Lori K. Davis, Executive Director of the Commonwealth Institute, a nonprofit organization that aims to help women in executive positions grow and succeed in their careers. And she's joined us here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Lori, where do you see the Commonwealth Institute in the next 5 years?
Our grassroots organization, like many, faced many challenges during the recession, but we're really optimistic about 2014. Our goal is to grow our organization and our membership base and reaching more women in our community through continued outreach to our women business leaders. And we hope to double our membership by 2019 and look at expanding our chapters to cities such as New York, Atlanta, and Chicago, which was something that was on the horizon before the recession. So we plan to expand one of our newest initiatives, something called Strategies for Success, which is a 4-day development program for emerging and high potential women managers, from one time per year to multiple times per year, because the results and the feedback that we've received about this program has been so positive. As you probably are aware, training and development was one of the first areas to be slashed with budget cuts, and it's been still one of the last to be brought back on into budgets, and this is a really major component for employee motivation and retention. And now that our economy has bounced back, we plan to expand our forums, which are advisory groups, to include groups exclusively with nonprofit executive directors, and provide sponsorships for these nonprofit forums for other organizations to participate in underwriting these programs that they may not otherwise have access to.
Lastly, Lori, who is your favorite female CEO and why?
That it's difficult to pick out just one. In a short amount of time, women have made really groundbreaking strides in the workplace and have become CEOs, first in their field, visionary role models, frontline activists, and they're all working on sparking change for women. the, and I'm kind of thinking about the Forbes list of the world's, the most recently released one, the world's 100 most powerful women, and it's really incredible. But at the moment, right now for me, right here, right now, my favorite is one of my, who, my favorite role model or who I'm looking to right now. She's the executive managing director of CBRE for the state of Florida. Her name is Mary Jo Eaton. She was recently named on our Power 100 in South Florida, the majority of whom are male. She leads about 900 professionals in 7 offices throughout the state of Florida. And she was responsible for the strategic realignment of their senior management and their operations statewide. And she also created a marketing center of excellence kind of to drive their collaboration throughout the state. She's an amazing driving force behind the expansion of their capabilities in other areas, and in areas such as investment properties, office, industrial, retail, on and on and on. And she, for me, first of all, she came on my board and is very supportive of me, but she really embodies what I feel are the top 5 leadership traits and qualities for me, and those traits would be honest, forward-looking, competent, inspiring, intelligent, and she's certainly all of those, and she's someone that I know I can count on her as a mentor and as a confidential advisor. And beyond that, at a time when I needed renewed and refreshed leadership on our board, she really stepped up at all levels of involvement, you know, including sponsorships and most definitely the sharing of her time and her talents to support women in business.
Well, certainly has been good to connect with you and find out more about Commonwealth Institute. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information online?
We are online at www.commonwealthinstitute.org. We share our site with we're the South Florida chapter, with our Boston parents. So there's all kinds of information both on what's happening in Boston and in South Florida on our website.
In conclusion, Lori, any closing thoughts on the topic that we have been covering today?
Well, there are all sorts of tips and all sorts of great resources, but my favorite right now are mentorship programs, you know, thinking back about how you came into a leadership role, who inspired, who taught, who counseled you, and either being a mentor or if you aren't already at that senior level, find someone you can mentor, because there's great growth in that. Read. If you're not reading at least one book a year, whether it's business or leadership or something in the industry, you're going to be left behind and possibly put your career or business at risk. Lack of time is not a great excuse on that. You miss out on knowledge and opportunities. And, of course, social media is a really important component. If you haven't already come to that realization, social media is changing the way business is conducted. And C-suite women need to make sure that they make their own changes this year. Another one, don't worry about pleasing everyone. We women tend to be people pleasers, which can be tough in a workplace setting. And you have to stand behind your decisions, understand that not everyone's going to like you, and say that's okay. And then one last one, I could go on and on about this list, but one of my other favorites, and be willing to work hard. Getting to the C-suite, ambitious goal for anyone, male or female. So you really, really have to be willing to put in the work to get there. And, you know, knowing that it won't be an easy road and sacrifices will need to be made, but it's, if you have the drive and the passion, that's half the battle. So, kind of in closing, 2014 is full of opportunities and possibilities, and everyone, my C-suite women, take advantage of a new year and a fresh start to see what new learning relationships, good books, the new business trends can offer.
Lori, certainly want to thank you so much for your time spent here on Enterprise Radio today, and come back anytime, and best of success to you moving forward.
Hopefully I'll have a report to give you the next time.
And that sounds good to me. We've been speaking with Laura K. Davis, Executive Director of the Commonwealth Institute, a nonprofit organization that aims to help women in executive positions grow and succeed in their careers through collaborative events, mentorship programs, networking, and workshops. And the website of reference, once again, is commonwealthinstitute.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.